It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Welcome to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Ramkel along with Tom Claxton. You have any questions, give us a call, 343-0106, or send us a text to that same number, 343-0106.
They interrupted our BS.
Yeah, session. We were over here talking and not paying attention when the show was about to start.
But our engineer didn't throw a rock over here and hit the old man in the head. You know?
He played the music. I don't know what else we can ask.
Oh, well,
him,
you know how I am. Okay. I don't pay no damn attention to nothing.
Right.
I thought he was killing flies over there or something. I didn't know he was waving in that.
That's right. Anyway,
what the hell? We got a good laugh to start with.
That's right. Show is brought to you by UJ Chevrolet, Mobile's oldest GM dealer, Alabama Pipe and Supply, and Ed Seafood Shed.
And Abby Lowe's.
Who is back serving
Waterville.
Yeah, well, I mean, he may not be tonight.
I went over there yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm going like, oh, man, I don't know if I need to carry my hip boots or whatever. I called them and they said, well, yeah, we got a little water in the parking lot. And I said, okay. So I thought, well, you know what? Get your shower shoes. That's what we called them in Marine Corps. You know, flip flops.
Yep.
Shower shoes.
Yep.
I said, oh, I'm going to take my shower shoes and I'll put these slides over to the side over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I got over there. Sure enough, I needed them.
I bet you did.
But the good thing about it was, everybody needs to know is when they get water like that, if you want to see Elvis, the big gator, he's about 8 foot long.
Mm-hmm.
Go over there. And he's around that place somewhere out back.
Yep.
We was looking at him over there, and that sucker swimming around, man. He's
just happy as he can be. They had way more water.
Oh, yeah. He thought he was at Waterville. He's looking for a slide.
That's right.
Yeah, but, hey, the groceries were good. And if you can get across the causeway, it would be a great place to go. I tell you what, the food is fantabulous. The atmosphere is great. They've got a lot of remodeling done, updating to the place that they didn't sit on their laurels while we were shut down for this pandemic. They went ahead and did some of the remodeling and added a lot of stuff that they wanted to do, you know, that they couldn't have done otherwise.
Well, and if you have the means to do, that was the time to do it.
Oh,
because
yeah.
you can't go in. You know, the last thing is, as a thriving restaurant, you want to do is go in and shut down to do renovations.
No.
You know,
you can't do that just for the hell of it for three weeks. You know,
you're lucky. Okay, we're shutting down at midnight. You got till 6 in the morning to get me up and going again. So,
you know, they are on the what's it called, the nappies with Lanyap. They're on there for several items. The squid ink is on several items. So.
Mm-hmm.
I've been able to get on air, and if you like those places and enjoy going over there, give them, you know, get on the nappies and give them a vote.
It's time for the nappies again, and I know UJ is up for it as well. So,
ooh, yeah.
So, you know, look for our sponsors and people that take care of us, bring the show to you, and give them a shout out for sure.
Yeah. That is so true.
Yep.
So true.
Well, I hope everybody had everything battened down and, you know, didn't get blown or floated away.
Well, my next question is, how many water cars you got?
None yet. But that doesn't mean that they're not coming.
I saw some on TV, so I don't know where they wound up at.
they were deep enough I couldn't see the emblem on the front of it,
right,
so I don't know what they were. But,
I
feel certain we'll see a couple out of it, you know, before it's all said and done. We always do.
Right.
Of course, it amazes me, you know, people, if there's water on the road, don't drive through it.
Well, we know how deep the water is, man. We drive the road every day, you know, and, we just know it's okay.
It's a good flat road, you know, where I drive every day, but, you know,
I just hope
it ain't as flat as you thought it was.
I'm just hoping it's still there.
Right.
That was my thing, you know. I'm going like, I wonder.
Yeah. I seem to remember you getting a little deeper than you thought you was right there on Cottage Hill. Not too terribly far from your place, but a few years ago.
I didn't think it was that deep, but next thing I know, it's running in my flowboard.
Right.
I'm going like, what? And I didn't have any brakes, you know, and I tapped my brakes and that, you know, it was just, you know, it was just tapping. That was all. It wasn't braking.
Hopefully I can float to the other side. We'll be all right.
So. Yeah, but it scared me really because I didn't realize that it was that deep. Mm-hmm. And had no idea that it, you know, it was there, and it actually had washed out a little bit. But you know, down the road from us there on Cottage Hill, they had that water main break.
Yeah,
down at the bottom of that hill down there, and it washed out the valley just about. It washed out a big chunk of the road.
Oh yeah, yeah, and that's what you got to watch out for.
It'll do it fast, you know. You get that water pressure
blowing through there.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, they take water hoses with a good pump and sprayer on it, and they sink piling in the ground with them.
Oh, yeah. I've watched them do it like at Dolphin Island. I mean, that's the only way they sink pilings down there is take a water hose and run it down through there. And you can just about do it with a garden hose.
Yep.
Yeah. It'll sink it right on in the ground. Yeah.
A buddy of mine's got a new fishing camp at all up there on the Escatawa, and they put their piling down like, I don't know, 12 feet or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They hit a big layer of clay.
Yeah.
And he said, man, I've never seen that done. But he said, you know, guy brought me one of those ends. He said, go get your pressure or power pump.
Yeah.
And he said, run your hose off down there in Escatawa and suck it out of that creek. He said, you got
plenty of water.
He said, you can put these pilings down in just a little while, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, it wasn't no big deal.
No.
But that's not fixing cars. And I'm sure there's somebody out there that's got a car problem.
I'm sure there is. You know, and we have seen some water and headlights and that kind of stuff. You know, been a few, you know, water leaks, water and floorboards, you know, whether it be a sunroof drain that's not clear. You know, we have the satellite antennas on the tops of the cars now on most all cars, and that's a point where, you know, water can leak at times. You know, we see every once in a while. So
let's go back to this these headlights that's getting water in them.
Yeah.
Aren't some of those headlights, aren't they pressurized? I mean, aren't they a pressured unit inside?
Well, they're a sealed unit.
Sealed, yeah.
Yeah, they are sealed. you know, and most of the time, we don't see too much trouble with water in them until it gets damaged.
Well, that's where I was going. If they get a little rock damage or rock kicks up off of the highway or something.
It can get a little rock damage or just a slight impact that breaks the seal, but not necessarily the globe, you know, which is a plastic lens.
Is there any temporary fix to that until you get to the shop? I mean, can you put clear silicone on it?
You can if you need to. I mean, it's
will the glass or the plastic or whatever that lens is now? Mm-hmm. But some of them used to be glass, some of them are plastic now. Will the heat bother that silicone?
They get fairly hot, but it really won't hurt it. I mean, most of that stuff
be a get-by.
Yeah, you can seal it off. And one of the key things there is you want to seal it off, especially on, like, a lot of our upper-end vehicles that have the HID headlighting systems and all that stuff.
Yes. I bought one for my town car.
Yeah.
And I thought I was getting a deed for my house or something. You know? Well, but the only place I was able to get it to was from the dealership.
Right, you know? Right. Well, and I'm not even just talking about the bulb. You can get into $1,500 to $1,700 for a headlight assembly.
Right.
Does not come with a bulb.
All I was after was the headlight.
Yeah.
And then there's a generator or a module or something that goes with
that. Igniter that goes with it.
Igniter. And that, well, I mean, I got it at cost, you know.
Yeah.
Through a friend. But even then, I was still looking at $200 or $300.
Right.
I mean, it could have been a $500 or $600 job.
Yep. Well, and not only is it bad enough that you lose one of your headlights, but with these things, they're actually a module. So it's talking on the communication system on the vehicle, and it can shut the vehicle down.
So we don't need to get if we're getting a little crack in a lens, we need to be putting some silicone on
we
it.
We need to do something to seal it off.
Get it to a dealer somewhere. Yeah.
Need to get it repaired, and
do they
I see all the time people will add colored lighting or something to their headlight, which looks cool. I have no problem with it, but you go drill a hole in that housing, just you better make sure you get it sealed up,
because
if you don't, you're going to create yourself a big mess.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Plus, it won't be covered under any kind of warranty at that point.
You wouldn't cover that, man?
No,
just go to have that little drill hole down.
Just because I got a hole in it, don't mean we're going to cover it. So.
but a rock hit. Yeah. It was a round rock.
Right, a round rock. Well, we don't cover
rocks. A little round rock.
Yeah, we don't cover rocks either, so that's okay. All right. But we're going to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back after these messages.
Let me tell the story. I can tell it all about the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey. Son, he drove the load. When his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town. The revenues chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is the Car Doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. Y'all all impressed that I was actually paying attention when we went back to the show this time?
Well, I'm glad you caught it because I was looking at my phone.
Yeah, well, you know, we pay attention every once in a while.
Which
yeah.
week?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is.
Which week, yeah.
But
what you're talking about on those headlights. Now, another mm-hmm. thing that I'd like to talk about on the air is some of those headlights look like they've never been seen through in the last 15 or 20 years.
Right.
Now, that's a plastic lens, right?
Yes.
When those things fade
mm-hmm.
like that?
Yeah, pretty much all of them are now.
So what we have is that the top layer of that plastic mm-hmm. is just getting a funk or scum on it or something, or grease and residues and et cetera.
Well, and it's getting road grime and all that, but it actually has like a UV coating over it, and that UV coating gets worn, and it just starts to fade.
Okay.
You know, once it gets through the UV part, it'll actually just start turning yellow.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You can polish them, and they'll look good for a little while, but you got to keep them polished.
Okay.
Because they're, you know, once they lose that coating over them, you know, it's hard to keep them, you know, good and clear.
Well, go ahead.
You know, we've tried several things over the years. You know, we've sanded them and clear coated them. And that seems to work pretty
okay,
well.
Okay, with a spray gun in the body
yeah,
shop.
Yeah, just like you're painting.
Yeah,
you know,
I've had that one done to my Buick.
Yeah, and it does a pretty good job. You just got to make sure you do a good job of getting it sanded first,
mm-hmm.
And use a quality automotive clear,
right?
You know, a rattle can clear. It'll work a little while, but it ain't going to work for long.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
If one of the rattle can deals that you buy at the hardware store, if you could use that.
Well, and it would work for a little while, you know. So you need to be careful when you buy used vehicles. Somebody may have done that already, and it'll look great for the first couple of weeks.
Is there any way that we could ascertain that had been done or something, somewhere a regular do-it-yourself guy could look at it and tell? I mean, is it something we need to be worried about?
Yeah, just remember that you may end up having to do headlights or replace headlights in them, but you can look around the edges of the headlight. Usually they'll do a good job on the surface, and then around the edges will still be yellowed.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, there's just things you need to look at, and it's all stuff that can be kept up. All that being said, you know, when you have a new vehicle, a headlight lens is just like the rest of your car. It needs some kind of protective coating over it, you know, like a wax or something like that.
Okay.
It doesn't hurt to use a good car wax on them. Just put it on when it's cool, not right after you turn your headlights off or sitting out in the sun. It'll clean it, and it'll also protect it as well. So, you know, it'd be a good thing to do. One of the things you ought to try and keep up with on keeping your car clean and maintenance and all that kind of stuff. You know, plus they just look so much better, you know, when you can,
well,
when you can look at them and they're clear.
You know, back in the days, being in the shop, we used to use buffing compound and mm-hmm. polishing compound, and mm-hmm. you could get different grades of it.
Right.
And I was wondering if you could, maybe put some of that on one of these buffers like that you get at Home Depot or over at Harbor Freight or somewhere like that and use that buffing compound. Could that
will that cut it, or is that strong enough to cut it?
Well, what you're going to really need to do is you've got to remove the oxidized part first, which you have to go in there with a really fine sandpaper and actually wet sand it, get it clear. It won't be clear, but it'll go from being yellow to a clear looking color that when you wet it with water, it will actually look clear. And then, of course, as it dries, it'll haze back over because you've got sand marks in it. And then you use the compound to go back and sand.
Okay, fine buff it or fine sand.
Right,
like, yeah.
Right. Same way you would wet sand the finish of a vehicle.
Well, I was thinking when I had mine done, I think Gary, Gary over at McConnell.
Gary Turner?
Yeah. Turner. He did, had one of his boys to do mine, and they took the lights out of the car and took them. Well, they were in the body shop anyway, but they went back there, and they got to use like six different grades of sandpaper on it to sand it down. And it was fine. It worked great for a pretty good while. But, you know, then eventually it came back, so.
Yeah, and that's probably the best repair that I've seen is doing it with a good automotive quality clear, because that puts that protective coating back on the outside of the lens, makes it where it can stand some sun hitting it again, you know, without turning yellow. But
because mine lasted for several years, you know, then it started fading again.
Yeah, and you'd be amazed at how much better you can see at night, how much more light you get out of your headlights when you can actually see through it.
Hey, I didn't realize mine were so cloudy until I fixed them and then drove it. You know, I thought, ooh, I done put some new bulbs or something in this thing.
Uh-huh. Looks like we got a caller online, though. Caller, you with us?
Hi.
Hi.
I've got a 99 C28, and I've had that fogging headlight issue. And I did all the sanding and polishing, and I found a good product to use. It is Pledge Floor Care Finish.
Really?
Yeah, it's a liquid polymer. It's clear.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to squirt it on the floor and kind of squeegee it out or whatever. But when I'm done polishing the headlights, I've just use a small brush, like 2 inches wide, and put it on with that, and it lasts a long time.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good pointer for everybody. And I know that has been an issue on that model Camaro. They tend to yellow fairly quick, but
they're cheap plastic. What happens to the plastic is, of course, the plastic is made out of long carbon chains, polymers, and the polymer chains are held together with sulfur bonds, and the ultraviolet light breaks those bonds, and what looks like a scab or whatever is just the broken down plastic, and that's what you have to grind off to get to the good plastic. Well,
it's a deterioration of it then.
Right. Okay. Right. Well, good. Good point. I appreciate you calling in and letting us know. It's always good to hear from our listeners. And, we don't know everything, that's for sure.
There's always somebody out there that knows more than you do.
Exactly.
You know, so don't ever think you know every damn thing.
Yeah.
I always figured it anyway.
That's right. But,
as sure as I thought I knew everything, somebody would ask me another question. I'd go, I don't believe I know that.
Yeah.
I'd be kind of like the president's press secretary. Well, I haven't talked to him about that yet.
Right. Anyway, I thank you for calling in and giving us that tip, but we're going to move on a little bit here. And, I don't know. We've got about how much time we got? About three? Okay. Talking about the weather we've had, and you've got your backup power over here laying in the chair that got struck by lightning. One of the things that can happen to a vehicle. We see it fairly regular, and with all the weather we had over the last few days, I would be surprised if we don't get one in here shortly that has had some lightning damage. But that being said, it looks like we do have a caller online. Caller, you with us? Hello, caller. Caller, you with us? Okay. But we'll move on. You know, there are people, and I know people that listen to the show know that we talk about it fairly regular on lightning strike vehicles. People think that, you know, hey, your car's sitting on rubber, it shouldn't get struck by lightning, you're supposed to be safe in your car. You are, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean that the power doesn't go through the vehicle, you know, and carry itself on the ground.
It'll literally jump that 3, 4, 5, 6 inches or whatever it is mm-hmm. of rubber there.
Yeah.
And the other factor we have to consider is the fact that we have steel belted yep. tires a lot now, so you actually have steel
yeah.
all around, and in most occasions around the tires. Do we have some tires now that's belted that's not steel?
They do have some, we'll call it polyester belt, but I'm not sure if that's the correct term or not. But
something like a carbon fiber deal.
Yeah, and they do have, you know, fiber belted tires. But, you know, I've seen it jump through from the exhaust system to the ground or from the back bumper. I've seen marks on the bumpers and drive shafts and, all kinds of strange things.
I have, too, when I was doing the catastrophe work for on the automotive stuff, and, mm-hmm. And it's unbelievable some of the things that you'd see.
Yeah, and sometimes you never even find the mark where it got in and got out, but that doesn't mean it isn't what happened. You know, I have insurance companies all the time ask me, well, how do you know it was a lightning strike? It's like, well, it was running yesterday, and all of a sudden it's got 15 modules bad.
Hello.
You know, they just didn't go bad.
Right.
You know, not all at one time. Nope. So, you know, if you have one that has one module that has failed, probably not a lightning strike. I have seen that happen, but it's pretty rare. That would be way harder to prove, you know, to an insurance company. But usually they don't question it a whole lot if you got everything in the car dead. If it takes a direct strike. I've had it to where every piece of electronic in the car was fried in them.
Well, that, and if the car was in a known area where they could prove that they had an electrical storm.
Right. They have a way to look now, you know, the same way they do with houses. If one catches fire, it's like, well, yeah, there was a lightning strike right there.
Yep.
So, anyway, it's time for us to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
I stuck me a quarter in the jukebox. I played the song The Truck Driving Man. And the waitress, she brought me some coffee. I thanked her and I called her back again. I said, that old song sure does fit me. Cause, darling, I'm a truck-driving man. Pour me another cup of coffee. Cause it is the best in the land.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line.
And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. You have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. Did get a text with one of our listeners thanking us for the service that we do, and that I do appreciate you sending that message in. And that's what we're here for, just trying to pass on a little information. If it helps people, great. You know, that's what we're here for. Yeah.
Well, talking about the rain.
Yeah.
I've got a sore subject of mine, and probably all of us older guys out there that can remember when we put wiper blades on our cars in the 60s and 70s, and they last for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't get a set now. I mean, even the high dollar ones to last 6 or 7 months.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah. I think a lot of it's got to do with the acid rain. The environment that they're working in is a little harsher than what it used to be. And I don't know that they put quite the effort into the rubber and that as well.
That's where I was going. You know? I think they could, I think they could make a better product if they wanted it to last, but I think that's one mm-hmm. of those things that kind of like changing oil now. We don't change oils like we should be changing it like they want us to change it. So
yep.
So what they do, they go up to double the price on the oil. You know?
And
double the price on the oil filter and then double the price on the labor to change oil. You know, so
exactly.
They can't get their money one way or the other, I guess. You know?
Exactly.
I'm not bad mouthed, you know, the techs and shops and all, but it's just, you know.
Planned
obsolescence, it seemed like.
Absolutely. You know, it's one of the things that you mentioned a second ago was changing oil. And we had an instance here you know, in the last week or so that a customer had bought a vehicle, had it probably a year, had been doing their oil changes the way they were supposed to, okay, had some problems in the motor, went to pull valve cover off to look inside, and this thing was gummed up big time.
What?
Yeah. It was still inside of a powertrain warranty, but the oil, it had not been maintained properly, so we could not warranty it because of the lack of maintenance.
Well, you know, now, back in the day, mm-hmm. when our oil had paraffin in it, mm-hmm. we had non-detergent oil, mm-hmm. we had real, real bad problems with that because right. any kind of heat would make all that stuff drop out in there, and it would actually sludge the whole motor up to the point where right. it oil wouldn't circulate anymore. Mm-hmm. But now we got better oil, and so a lot of that went away. But now well, that would have to me, if they were using a synthetic oil, mm-hmm. that would tell me that it would probably wasn't changed.
Well, and that's the thing is, even though you use a synthetic oil, you can't just run it forever. Yeah, I still say maximum 5,000 miles on an oil change. General Motors on theirs, the maximum you're supposed to go is 7,500, and they were pushing the limit on that. But that's going by the oil life monitor. Now, that oil life monitor, you also got to understand, that's under perfect conditions that it'll go 7,500. A lot of times it'll turn that light on much quicker than that because, you know, in-town driving, temperature of the motor, if you overheat it, it'll turn it on immediately, even though you just may have had it changed. It's going to turn that oil change light on because it's been overheated. But, you know, going back to all that, that's why it really matters if you know the maintenance records of the vehicle before you buy one.
Yes, most
you
definitely.
Know, this customer had done nothing wrong. You know, they had changed oil the way they were supposed to, but they had bought the vehicle from someone that had not.
Oh, okay.
So
I figured there had to be more to the story.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's – and you know, and I hate it for the customer, but, you know, that's – still lack of maintenance regardless of who did it and how long you've had it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, that's another reason, too, Kev, that you mm-hmm. need to have maybe a little book or you have a little folder in the glove compartment or something. So mm-hmm. when you go and have that oil change, you take that receipt and you stick it in that little folder, you know.
Right.
And then you have a record mm-hmm. of when all this was done.
Well,
and actually, you know, let me throw something else in here. There's actually an oil company that if you change that oil regularly, like you're supposed to, and you keep those receipts, mm-hmm. if that motor goes bad in 250,000 miles, they'll replace it.
Oh, yeah? Hadn't heard of that. But
they got to have those receipts.
Better have the receipts.
Better have the receipts.
Yeah. It's and you better not be missing one.
It only takes one, and it only takes – to run over 1,000 miles or
right,
something, you know?
Right. So, you know, it's, I mean, it's a bad deal for everybody involved. You know, we'd much rather be able to get the motor and the money from General Motors and fix the car and move on. But, you know, we have rules we have to go by.
Right.
And,
well, hey, you've got a job to do, and if you don't do your job right, they're going to put your butt on the street.
Well, and yeah. don't think that they don't check up on us on.
Oh, I've seen them in there.
Yeah.
I've seen them turn back invoices at other dealerships, and they go, oh, my God. I said, what's the matter? They're coming in, and they're going to check every invoice that we had on warranty.
For the last 2 years.
2 years?
They can go back 2 years easily.
I know an occasion where I said, well, how many days did it take? Oh, no. This is going to take a couple of weeks, maybe a month. I said, what? Mm-hmm. He said, yep, they're looking for something.
And you can bet when they do, they're going to get at least their expense money.
Right. They're going to find something.
Plus some. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's the reason you guys and everybody that's handling the paperwork on warranties for these mm-hmm. manufacturers have to, you know, you have to double dot your I's and double cross your T's, you know, because if it ain't right, they're going to turn it back on you, and your dealership then is going to have to pay it out of their pocket. They
right.
don't go into the warranty ticket bunch.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's they don't go back to the customer and ask them for the money. They take it from us,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we just have to foot the bill.
Right.
They say thank you very much for fixing our customer's vehicle, but y'all gonna pay for it.
Right. So, well, we appreciate y'all donating your time and money to fix our customers' vehicles because we're not paying it.
Yeah. With all that being said, though, I mean, you know, keeping records and all this kind of stuff, it just makes sense to carry your car back to the dealer and get it changed.
Yeah.
Well, I will challenge most places that change oil and rotate tires and all that we do it as cheap, if not cheaper.
And you do.
With a full synthetic oil change than anybody out there.
And you
I
do.
I mean, there may be some people that throw some specials out there that can beat our regular price, but, you know, when we start comparing prices to the places around us that are independent dealers and shops and all this kind of stuff and chain stores, we're cheaper than with a rotation than they are with an oil change.
Right.
And so
I was involved in one of those scenarios. I got in a bind and I was fixing to make a trip and I wanted to get my oil changed. So I buzzed into one of these quickie shops I think it's $45 or $50 to do my oil change.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just stood back and decided, they said, you can't stay out here. I said, it's my damn car. I'm going to stand out here and watch you work on it. Yeah. I said, I'll stand over here out of your way.
Yeah.
So I kept standing over there, and I was waiting for them to, raise the hood. Well, hell, they never, raised the hood, and they poured the oil in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going like, for that kind of money, aren't you going to check my fluids? Aren't you going to check my belts and hoses and look around under there and see if I've got anything leaking or – So they got it, and they closed the hood. I said, hey, boss man, come here. I waved my finger at him. He said, what you want?
Yeah.
I said, what all does your oil change encompass here? I said, you don't check anything, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I said, that guy that just worked on my car didn't do his damn job. I said, I want what I'm paid for.
Right.
And I said, I'm standing here watching you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said, I'll stay out of your way. I won't interfere with nothing. But I said, I won't ever beat my butt back in here again either.
Exactly. You know, and that's the thing is my wife took hers, and I think I probably talked about it before, but she took hers to have the oil changed. She was working right across the street from a national tire store,
mm-hmm.
a national brand tire store. I won't name names.
Come on.
But they're,
I would. I want them to fire me.
But she went over there and got her oil changed and called me while she was getting it done, and they wanted to do $700 worth maintenance on it.
Yeah.
And it was like, just get the oil changed and I'll deal with it, okay? And anyway, so she calls me when she's leaving work and asked me if I can bring home some washer fluid.
What?
It was like,
what?
Why? Said, what? Well, my washer fluid light's still on. It's like, okay, so it was on when you took it in there, and they didn't bother topping that off, huh? Okay. Well, do me a favor. Drive back across the street and put the manager on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to talk to him.
Imagine.
Yeah. And I got him on the phone, and I said, you mind telling me what y'all do with your oil service? What's supposed to be included?
Yeah. Here we go.
And I said, when you get over there, don't tell him nothing. Just tell him I want to talk to him. And I said, we check fluids. We do this, top off, and, we check air pressures and all this kind of stuff. He's like, that sounds good. Sounds good. Said, I got one piece of advice. He's like, if you're going to try and sell me $700 worth of maintenance, why don't you do the stuff that I paid you for first, and then we'll talk about doing some maintenance on the car, okay? Because I took it and brought it over here for an oil change, and the washer fluid wasn't topped off. The tires weren't checked. I guarantee you nothing else was checked under the hood.
Right.
So, I expect the tires, air pressure set, all the fluids topped off, everything checked, and shut the hood on my wife's car and let her leave because I'm never going to spend another dime there. So,
And I'm going to tell everybody I know
and
three other people.
That's right. And I have shared that story with several folks.
But, I've been there too, son, because I've had my sister driving cars around this area and had problems. And he called me and said, hey, Tom, so-and-so's wrong with my car. I said, oh, really?
Yeah.
It wasn't yesterday.
Yep. And, and I know the managers are at the mercy of their employees.
Yes.
Yeah. But and if no one mentions it to them, they can't fix it. Okay.
That's
so
true.
I wasn't upset. I didn't raise my voice. I was just offering some
constructive
criticism. And
that's be nice. Okay.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, just as a business pointer here, you take it for what you want.
Yeah,
but,
right.
This would be a good place to start if you really want to earn somebody's
business. And by the way,
business.
I've been in your position right. for about 35 or 40 years, exactly. So I know what you're going through, okay?
Exactly. So, you know, that and he was apologetic. Yeah, all good.
He
took care of what it was supposed to take care of. And hopefully he educated his employee shortly after that. But anyway, we're going to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back after these messages.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is The Car Doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, along with Tom Claxton. You have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. But I guess we ought to talk a little bit about UJ. Place,
fabulous.
Yep. Place that is my employer and a great place to be. It looks like we got a caller, but let's go there first. Caller, are you with us? Caller, hello.
Hello.
Yes, what can I do for you?
Yes, sir. I've got a 87 C10.
Okay.
And I'm replacing a bent window on that.
Okay.
And I didn't know if I had to take the window out to get the bent window in and out.
Yeah, you have to actually I believe, roll the window down. You have to take the door panel off, roll the window down, and then there's a couple screws that hold that triangular frame in place, and you can fish the frame out without pulling the glass out of it.
It's
a little bit of a pain, but it can be done.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's about the only way you can do it is pull the whole thing out.
Yeah, I got you. And I'm also replacing the window gasket, too, on there that goes down inside the window sill and everything.
Right.
I just didn't know if I had to take the whole window out, everything, or not.
Yeah, you know, and if you're doing all that, it may be easier to take the window, maybe not all the way out, but at least loose and let it, you know, slide down in the door a little bit, get it out of your way to do that. But, you know, it can be done. There you can fish all that stuff down in there. It just takes a little effort, you know. But
it's okay.
A good place to start,
though. Well, sounds excellent. Well, hey, I appreciate it.
All right, and thank you.
All right, man. Yeah, appreciate you. Y'all do a good job on the radio, man. Thank you.
I appreciate you listening. Thank you.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
bye-bye. Bye. You know, we're talking about UJ Chevrolet, and you know, with everything that's going on in our world right this minute, I just feel like I need to say that you really need to spend your money on locally owned businesses. You know, there's restaurants out there that are locally owned. There's chain restaurants.
Yes.
Okay. Ed's is one of our sponsors, and they're a locally owned restaurant.
Yep.
Car dealerships are the same way. There's a bunch of them out there that are corporate owned.
Oh, yes.
And owned by people from different cities and this kind of thing. UJ is one of the ones that is locally owned, been locally owned for 75, 80 years close to now.
Right.
It's a great place to do business. They're going to be there. They're not going to get out of it anytime soon. There's more generations coming to do.
It's a family business.
It's a family business, and you know, the family is there every day to operate it. So, and we're not the only one in town, but, you know, we're one of the ones, and they sponsor our show, so we're going to talk about them.
They're one of the good guys, yep.
And same way with everything else, you know, there's you can spend your money on locally owned businesses that will help the people and keep the money here in town and help our whole local economy much more than you know, spending your money and it goes across country or overseas somewhere. But that being said, we at UJ, we're our inventory is a little light right now, but we do still have vehicles there.
They're on the road, bro.
Yep, they're on the way. They're stepping up production. I was reading about it today, and we'll have more vehicles. We have vehicles allotted to us that'll be coming in before long. We do have cars and trucks on the ground. We're getting a little light on trucks, but you know, might want to get out there and look and see what we do have.
You got a big used car inventory.
We got a decent used car inventory
and pickup trucks
and trucks. Yeah. So, you know, get out there. I'm sure they've got something that, they can, you know, take care of you.
Well, that being said, with those, before those used vehicles go on the lot, don't they come through your shop?
They all come through our shop and, get inspected and repaired as needed. A lot of them are certified pre-owned vehicles, which mean they have to be brought back up to like new status.
Awesome. Okay.
And they basically extend the factory warranty on the vehicle. So you get a longer powertrain warranty with one of those than you do on a new one.
Really?
So it's a good deal. You get a good vehicle out of it. So it's all good. And if you happen to have one there that was bought new at our facility and has been maintained through our facility all these years, it's actually all the maintenance records will be there. That's another good point about bringing your vehicle to a dealership to get it serviced, because if you bring it to us, when you get ready to get rid of it, all your maintenance records will be there.
That's your second set of files.
Yep.
You know, now if you're going to go to five different dealerships and get service work done, you better make sure you keep all your receipts.
Right.
But if you go to the same dealership, you know, that there all the time, when if you change cities, do the same thing. Go to one dealership and have all your records there. But the other thing is, if you have a factory upgrade or a callback, whatever y'all call them.
Right.
Where they need to be, you know, something needs to be caught up to date and worked on. They know how to get in touch with you because you're still in their computer.
Right.
But they can also look in that computer and see if they've already done that work and you need to be refunded for it or something if it was a personal pay.
Yeah, well, you know, and if you buy a vehicle from us versus buying it at another GM dealer and then bring it to us for repairs, you know. Say if two customers come in same day, basically the same time, for the same repair, the one we're going to work on first is going to be the one that was bought from us. You know, we work on from any dealership, no problem there. But we don't necessarily have to take them ahead of the customers that have bought from us. You know, they get, you know, our customers get preferential treatment. I'm not going to back up and say they don't.
That's most any business.
Right.
You know?
You know,
you're talking about those restaurants a while ago. You get a guy that goes to a restaurant three times a week, and he goes into the restaurant, and the guy walks in behind him, and he's never been there before.
Right.
They don't know him, you know?
Yeah.
who's going to get a seat?
Yeah. You eat lunch with us, you know, fairly regular too.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we have our little entourage there that we go to different places to eat lunch.
They save us a special table.
There'll be a table there, and usually with the drinks already sitting on the table. And when you get there, you don't have to order because they know what you're going to eat.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, it's all about doing business in places that
know you. Taking care of your customers.
And getting to build that relationship with your customers. It means a lot, you know.
Sure does.
And, you know, I through this time, I've actually, you know, been tipping a little heavier than I normally do, you know, which I usually tip pretty well anyway.
Right. But, you know, they deserve it, man.
Yeah. We got to keep our local businesses up and going. That's what's going to make the difference when we get to the other side of all this.
Sure it is. Yeah. And, you know, and we want them to still be there when this is all over with, too.
Yep.
Because we've already picked out the places we like to go get service on our vehicles and or where we want to go buy our clothes and or where we want to go eat or where we want to go drink.
Right.
And we don't like to change.
That's right. I'm creature of habit.
Creature of habit.
So that's true. Which is all good. You know, it's a good thing. But we got about a minute left. Yeah. So anyway, it's I want everybody to be careful. Hopefully, our weather issues are behind us for a little bit. So won't have to worry about running any deep water anytime soon, I hope.
Amen.
I'm sure everybody's getting ready to do some kind of traveling, and it's time to get your cars looked at, get maintenance up to date, and be ready for it. So you're not last minute, you know, having to get it done before you hit the road. It'd be amazing how many people show up with the packet and, you know, the luggage already packed, you know, to get the car worked on. It's like,
yeah,
you didn't think about this beforehand.
It started knocking when I was going out of town.
Right. It's like, yeah, well, you know, you could have done this last week. It'd been great. But anyway, it is what it is.
Take the kids on up to the waiting room and all.
Right. Right. But I want everybody to stay safe out there. You know, abide by the social distancing. You know, we're trying to keep your cars clean, keep everybody safe in our dealership, and hope everybody's doing the same thing.
Amen. And we certainly want to thank all of our first responders and our veterans out there and all those fine people mm-hmm. at all the doctor's offices and the hospitals that's taking care of all of us while all this stupid stuff is going on. Hoorah.
Yep. And thank everybody for listening.
With the radio.